the Tailcast, episode 183, Black and Blue Balls.
And this week we talk about Watch Dogs.
He's aggressive.
Tropico 5.
He's so aggressive.
Bound in Flame.
Really
7 Days to Die and Get Holly Hook. And Heroes of the Storm. It's all fun and games and balls. Stay tuned.
Hope he doesn't bite him off.
And that's how you make money, children.
So you were recording.
No, I really wasn't.
Aww.
And we are back, and this week we are joined by Holly.
Hey.
And to my left is Justin, always.
I prefer Old Nasty.
Old Nasty?
It's Nasty, not us.
It's funny because I have a guy, one of my employees goes by Young Nasty. So he had his birthday, on his birthday card, I was trying to be as HR appropriate as I could, so I put a little, like, old man face, put Old Nest. And then I just put dot, 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 because I knew he'd get it. He sings R&B.
How would that not be appropriate?
Old Nasty?
Yeah.
Things are weird around work.
It's just a nickname. It's not anything provocative.
It depends on who at work sees it. I know what he's talking about.
I was actually joking with somebody way up, and I won't say who, but I was getting some approvals for an agent to do something like attendance-wise, and I won't go into all the details because I can't. But the first thing she asked me, she's like, "Oh, you're doing your show tonight, aren't you?" And it's like, "Yeah." And for some reason, she thought we LARPed while we did the show.
I remember you telling me about
she
that.
She thought me and Casey LARPed, and Casey kept like egging her on about it. She's like, "So what are you wearing?" I was like, "Man, that's a loaded question. Are you on the phone?" It's like, "I figure you want to come over here and see?" It's like, "I'm wearing a red shirt." It's like, "What are you wearing tonight?" I was like, "I don't really LARP. You realize that, right?"
Aww.
She's like, "I thought you were going to dress up in chainmail or something." And I was like, "No, no chainmail tonight." But I just thought it was funny. I was like, "I can't believe she asked me that again."
That's freaking awesome. You've got to let her keep thinking that you're a LARPer.
I started to say, dude, you and Casey could have carried that so far with that
particular
person.
Yeah, and you know exactly
who
I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
She thinks it's hilarious, so I think maybe I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to wear like a costume like from the waist up. I'll take a picture of like me and Casey sitting around the table talking with just some kind of costume on just to freak her out.
Can you have like fake weapons in the back?
Maybe.
Okay.
We will dress up like a lady. I think that would really freak her out.
Like a lady?
A lady. And that whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't mean to see Justin in a dress. I don't mean to see Justin in a dress.
Well, you could just pour him
dress.
In, like, it doesn't have to be a dress. We could put him in, like, a corset.
He might still have the chest for it, you know.
Well, I think the chest hair is really what's going to throw it off. Probably never
Next year, whenever the Renaissance Fair comes to town, I really want you to just go buy a corset and one of the little frilly tops and just wear that around. Maybe a wig, but you have to keep your beard.
Fuck no.
Please?
Dude, have you not ever watched Spaceballs? I referenced the bearded lady at the end.
Yeah, I've watched Spaceballs. I
know you could pull that shit off. Just saying.
That'd be awesome.
I know you're saying
it's
awesome,
so
and I don't do everything.
So many people dress up for it. It's adorable.
I don't do everything you say. You realize this at this point.
You don't do anything I say.
I know.
You're such a bad boyfriend, Justin.
What can I say?
Rebel.
Wow. So, changing topic. What have you been up to, Al?
I got my new tattoo. And I've been playing a little bit of Watch Dogs. Off and on. Due to my controllers.
Yeah.
Yes,
so I ran into you at
that issue.
Yeah, I ran into you at that event.
Ran into me?
I mean,
you
called me because I was...
ran into me like we just so happened to show up at the
no,
same
No, I was really bored, and I was like, "Holly, what are you doing?" And it's like, "I'm going to the midnight event." It's like, "What a coincidence, so am I. Why don't you come meet me here?"
Yeah, because, well, I had it reserved, but I had it reserved for the 360, like, a long time ago, whenever it was supposed to come out, before I had the Xbox One. So I still have it reserved, but...
Yeah, they'll cancel it.
Yeah,
it'll eventually just cancel out.
Did you pay for the whole thing, or?
No, I think I had just put $5 down, something like that. But I'll just use it towards something else whenever I decide to.
Yeah, because by this point, it's way past you even reserving it. It's just credit on your account.
Yeah. That's okay. They still gave me everything for the reserve.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's fun. I really like going to the GameStop mostly, and I'm not one of those guys that's a GameSpot dissenter, so to speak. There's good ones, there's bad ones. I just treat them like individual stores, and so I've been following one particular manager around to different stores.
Yeah, see, I try to stay away from one particular manager.
Well, it wasn't the one that we were at.
Oh, no. That's the one that he used to work at.
And she's pretty awesome.
But the guy that I'd like to avoid, I don't even know where he works now. But I know everyone hates him.
Well, I go to one over here off 75, and she's going to move stores. And I'm not going to say, I don't know, I guess I could say who her name was.
Oh, they're moving her again?
Yeah, she's, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one that set up like all the podcasts
that
we've done.
Yeah, because she was at the one that we, the podcast that we did do. What game was that for?
Skyrim.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
she did the Skyrim cast. She also did the PS4 one.
And I wasn't there for that one, but...
We did PS4 release with her, and then actually the regional manager came in during that time and jumped on her show for a minute, which was fun.
Nice.
So it was... And she's always been really cool. That's like, she always comes up and be like, hey, what are you getting, etc. And like, she doesn't go through all the bullshit, you should trade this kind of stuff. She just talks to me like a person, as somebody else who games. She's like, what do you think that I should be selling? Or... Like, she's like, what do you think the next hot game is? And she'll always ask, like, my advice instead of, like, pushing shit on me. Which I think is pretty cool.
See, and it irritates me whenever I go into any GameStop because, like, I worked for him for so long. And now it's like, I walk in there and I'm like, I know you're going to try and push all of this shit on me and I really don't want to. And no, I don't want one of your cards. Like, just leave me alone and let me get my game.
Yeah, she knows I don't need her card.
I understand, but I don't want to do it.
But, yeah, she's really cool. For the life of me, I'm just having a brain fart. And I can't remember her name, but she's really fucking cool. So.
We'll call her Mandy.
I want to say it's Jess, but that was the other manager.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the brown hair girl.
Yeah, I just can't remember her name either.
I think she's going to be going to BA, which means I may go all the way out there, or her old assistant manager, Price, is over at the one off Riverside.
Yeah.
So I may go there because he was really cool.
I went to the BA one a few times. It's not bad.
That's a drive from here. Like, half the time I pick stuff up on lunch break because of the way my schedule works. I'm working on release day. So, like, there's that Soul Suspect game that's coming out that I didn't reserve because I don't know what to think about it yet.
Yeah.
I may go pick that up tomorrow. But, just depending. I don't know. I'm going to look some things up, watch a few trailers, etc. Maybe watch a playthrough of somebody playing through their first few hours or something. Before I make that decision, but I don't know. I think all the GameStop
Is there not a demo out that you can play?
Not that I can see.
Okay.
I guess I should have checked to see if it was available on PS4 or Xbox One or something, but whatevs.
Yeah.
You know, before I sink $60 on something, I want to make sure I want it. But,
I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I didn't have near the amount of hype that all the other games have had. It's just coming out, and it's on posters. So who knows? Speaking of that, I interrupted you. What else have you been up to?
Atticus, my dog, got his balls chopped off.
Aww.
Yeah, that's okay.
They're
like
down?
Blue for a long, like black and blue for a long time too. It's weird.
Are you biting them?
No, they're just really bruised from the surgery. But
well, of course.
He hasn't calmed down at all. He hasn't changed at all, and it's kind of depressing. I was hoping that he'd lose some of his energy, but...
It usually takes a few months afterward.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He needs to.
Well, he's probably in pain. Like, I imagine if my balls were removed, I'd be in some pain.
No, he doesn't act like it at all. I mean, he still licks his balls like crazy, and I've got to tell him to stop so it doesn't get infected. He's so vulgar when he licks his balls. It's terrible.
What's it sound like?
I recorded him doing it, like...
That's kinky.
Okay. I never thought about it like that, but...
I'm just going to make a recording of my dog licking his balls.
No, because I tell people that he's so aggressive when he does it.
So you're like Beastmaster?
I remember I had a dog that aggressively licked his balls too, but he was just masturbating.
I know no one else can hear this, but...
Wow.
It gets worse.
You start grunting.
That's all him.
Amazing. Wow. I will have to I will have to record it for you one time. My wife and I have a female Siamese American short hair mix cat. She goes start cleaning herself. It's like she's licking pussy. I mean, it literally sounds like a pussy.
She is
licking pussy. She is. But you know what I mean.
Meow, meow, meow.
I don't understand. They're so crazy with them. Why do you even try that? You know it's not
because
gonna
work. I do.
But no, so that happened.
And I'm gonna
I was going to expand on that. So I had this dog named Cody when I was a kid. And Cody was half Chow, half Lab. So he had like this curly tail, and he's really hyper. And he'd always been a skateboarder, so he could like climb any chain link fence, no matter how tall it was.
Yeah.
We even had one that reached up and over, and he crawled up and over the top of it. Like, he was acrobatic. But he also had a thing about, like, the dog just liked to masturbate. I'm not gonna cut any corners here.
Like, he'd use his paw?
No, he licked himself till he came.
That's disgusting.
And brother had no idea what was going on, so my mom had to explain it to him, which was probably one of the most awkward conversations that I ever listened to. My mom is a saint. I'm just going to get that out of the way. Explaining that he was pleasuring himself in a sinful way to my brother. But because he was a dog, he wasn't sinning. He didn't know any better, and, you know, he couldn't do anything about it.
My friend Lynn was petting Atticus a few nights ago, or well, before.
I know where this is going.
Before he got his balls chopped off.
Was she petting her with his belly?
No, he was just sitting up. I don't remember where she was petting him. Like, we had gone in my bedroom for some reason, I guess to get him out, because that's where I leave him. And she was, like, petting him somewhere. I have no idea. And she was like, oh my god, oh my god. I don't know if his wiener touched my leg or what, but there's something weird. And we looked, and she has, like, liquid all over her leg. And I was like, ugh! Oh, I just got jizzed on by my dog. Well, now you're his.
Claimed her.
Ugh. He has never done that to me, thank fucking God.
You never know when you're in your sleep. Maybe humping your foot?
No, he's not allowed on the bed.
That's good. You gotta show dominance.
He gets on the bed whenever I'm not at home. Because I leave him in the bedroom, and I've made sure to always, like, put my pillow in the closet.
Yeah.
So that way, if he decides he wants to hump something, it's not going to be where my face goes.
Yeah.
Not where your face goes.
Not my
where
wife
my face goes. Yeah.
Loves fuzzy blankets. And her male cat enjoys
loves
them as well.
Fuzzy blankets, too.
Uh-huh. Full on bite down, fucking.
That was an awesome.
It is horrible.
Too bad we don't record the video on this show.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think that's the most expression I've ever seen your face do. Was pretending you're a cat humping something.
Well,
he did the kneading and the biting down and the humping.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. He's really good.
Shit,
at it.
I've watched him do it enough times.
It's like that, I'm just in the kitchen cooking, and there's the cat humping.
He will too. If she's not in the house, he will drag her blanket to wherever I'm at. And right there.
He likes
hey,
an
dude,
audience.
This is mine. Little exhibition.
Or he's like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do to her whenever you're not around.
Yeah, exactly. I love mama.
Time to kick the cat.
Spray
it with a squirt bottle.
Whenever I had a meal.
Oh, no, the cat loves water.
Oh, Atticus hates water, so I've been using that a lot. Spray bottle.
Yeah.
Nope.
Spray air can. That's the only thing we found consistently works with him.
The what?
The canned air for
cleaning
computers shit out with.
Yeah.
I take the squirt bottle with me whenever I go to dog parks and stuff like that, so I feel like it would be weird if I just showed up with like...
Right.
Just show up with an air horn. It's okay.
Starts humping something. Just... Everybody
he
looks
still,
at him.
He still humps other dogs, and that's irritating because whenever that happens, like, other dogs hump him, and he's fine with it. He'll just sit there,
he's like,
and he takes it.
Just
but
like,
then he'll turn around and try to hump another dog, and then that dog will turn around and fight him.
Of course.
Yeah.
An unwelcome humping.
Yeah,
and
but he's okay with it. But then, like, I found out, I was just assuming that...
That's another thing that'll take a couple years is for him to realize that humping does no good.
Yeah, but he's, like, a year, year and a half old.
Yeah.
So I have to try and
till he's
train
three or
him
four.
Not to do that so he doesn't cause any problems. Because I hate, like, I love taking him to the dog park because he has so much fun, but pits have such a bad reputation as it is.
People look at him like, oh, you got a dangerous dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want him getting into fights with other dogs for that reason. I don't want to give them...
reason to hit your pit.
Reason to hit.
Or any pit whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like I've always had aggressive dogs and, like... You know, the ones that people say are aggressive and never had that many problems. The worst problem I had when I was a kid, we had a dog that was born before I was born named Sheba. Sheba lived till like she was like 17 years old. You know, old as fuck chow.
Yeah.
Hated my brother. Used to bite him on the back of the head.
Ugh.
Not hard, but like enough to when she'd get pissed off and she'd just like grab his hair and get pissed off. That was the most she ever did. She'd growl sometimes. She'd be like, get away from me. But like... yeah, chows always have a bad rep. And then, you know, the other dog is half chow. No fucking problems.
Yeah.
My parents' current chow, he's aggressive, but in a different way. So, like, I watched... I told this last week. Like, I watched them all summer. I say all summer. Or, like, for a week and a half last summer. And when I was over there, like, he was real skittish at first. He didn't know me very well. So I took care of him, fed him, played with him, took him on walks, took their... they have a pit. So they got a chow and a pit. You know,
yeah.
Two dogs that people hate. And the pit was super skittish because she was an abused pit, and like parents adopted her. And her name's Susie. She's real sweet. She's got a little bow on her head. It's kind of funny. But anyway, so yeah, I got really friendly with her. She's really cool with me. Like, she wants to play all the time now that I'm over there, and she does. She like she still hides. Like, she'll slide along the floor to get over to me.
Yeah.
But at least she slides, and then she slides up onto the couch and then puts her head in my lap.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. It's like, she's still skittish, but she's cool with me. And then Samson, this huge, like, 110-pound chow, he's fucking enormous chow, like, comes up and jumps up on his back legs and grabs me with his paws and then puts his head on my chest and starts grunting but not humping. So that's his way of greeting me now. But he's got dog claws. They're kind of sharp, you know, and...
you're like, oh, God, okay, but I know you just love me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then he'll run on, like,
three
or four...
it's like an abusive relationship. You know, they love you.
Yeah.
They don't really mean to hurt you, but sometimes...
yeah, and, like, he'll do that. He'll run around, like, a couple of circles and headbutt me a few times, and then just sit next to me.
Atticus punches me with his nose all the time.
That's just a normal thing with...
yeah.
Yeah, whenever he wants something, he just, like, headbutts me with his face. And he weighs... like, he weighs 68 pounds. So that is about...
he's kind of
30 pounds less than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that chow's huge.
Average size pit, though. See, I've always been a proponent of, it's not the breed that's vicious.
It's the owner.
Yeah. It's whoever raises them.
Well,
yeah. Not even the owner, just whoever raises them.
When I was a teenager, we had, I called him Bob the Wonder Dog. And he was a Rottweiler that knew how to catch. And he was like he's an acrobat, like...
yeah.
He'd throw a frisbee, he'd run out in front of it and catch it. You know, he threw a baseball, or I threw tennis balls that he wanted to hurt his mouth. He would actually, most of the time, almost outrun the ball, or he'd get a little bit of a head start and catch it before it hit the ground.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of those kinds of dogs that do, like, backflips to catch shit, you know. Real fun to have around. Also an escape artist, but he'd always come back home. And then when I left for college, he got cancer and died, so that kind of sucked. But he was a really cool dog. Again, Rottweiler, typical... you know, bad breed. And the only other dog we had that wasn't like that is we had an English Setter / Lab mix that I had from, like, the time I was 5 till I was, like, fucking 20 years old. So, she lived to be ancient. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. We never abused them. We just fed them Walmart dog food and then found out that gives them cancer, so...
I know that like, Atticus wasn't raised well because I'm pretty sure, and I know this sounds racist, but I'm pretty sure it was by, like, a black male. Because he's really timid of males in general, but then whenever it comes to black people, like, he's always really, really cautious around them. Anytime, like, if a white guy is walking around, like, he'll kind of stare at him, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Like, he's still protective. That's okay. But if a black man walks by, like, he'll actually start growling. Like, he isn't happy about it.
Maybe it was a black male that owned him that was...
abusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's... your dog's not racist.
Or even too heavy-handed.
You know, I've been trying to, like... obviously we've got black people that live in our apartment complex, and I try to make sure that he gets fairly close to him. Like, I don't... you know, sometimes I've introduced him to other black people just to try and, like, keep him from doing that, and I'll explain to him.
To make sure he's not a clan dog.
Yeah. I'll explain it to him, and I know that it sounds terrible, but it's like, it's not my fault.
No.
It's not me being racist. It's not my dog being racist. It's just what
he's used
to. It
happens all the time. You know,
I don't want him to be like that.
I've seen pits do it. German Shepherds, Rots. I've seen Dobermans do it. But it's not even just black people. I've seen the dogs do it with every race. It just depends.
Yeah.
They can only see a certain spectrum of color. So.
They can smell balls,
yeah.
And they can see shades.
Yeah.
You got balls, and what shade are you?
He seemed fairly okay with Casey. Casey met him, and that was fine.
He must have cleaned his nuts.
Casey's also a fairly small dude. Wouldn't be all that intimidating to a big dog.
I wouldn't say that he's small, but that's because I'm tiny, and everyone is big to me.
And I'm a giant, so...
Even whenever I wear 8-inch heels, people are bigger than me.
Well, I was going to say, like, in general, you're bringing that up. Like, that dog that my parents have, Susie, the pit, is super scared of guys.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what race, like, it just seems like any race, because my parents have friends of all races that have come around, and it's always been guys that she's afraid of. And she was afraid of me for the first 2 days. She hid behind the couch.
Aww.
And I tried to coax her out, and it's like, you really want to eat this food? Then I made a steak, and I was like, I'm eating a steak. Do you want a steak, too?
Yeah.
My dog kept me from having a one-night stand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He sensed danger?
He would not leave my side, and anytime the guy would get close to me, he'd, like, come over between us and put his head between us.
Nice.
And then he would just sit straight up, and he'd, like, stare at the guy. Like, this is my bitch. I don't know what you're thinking you're gonna do. This shit's mine.
That's
you think,
awesome.
In retrospect, do you think it was a good decision?
That he did that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I am glad that he did.
Did you find out said dude was a shithead or what?
Oh, no. I mean, he's still a nice guy, but it's just...
maybe that wasn't the best idea.
Yeah. So I'm glad it worked out that way.
That's all right. My wife's dog is the whole reason she kept dating me, was because I was the first guy she brought around that
her dog liked.
Her dog didn't completely freak out over. Yep. And it's taken me a lot of years to...
so her dog wasn't intimidated by you.
And it's taken me a lot of years to get her to not be intimidated by every guy that walks around.
Is that the little lab?
The little lab that you saw the other night, yeah.
Yeah, she's really small, isn't she?
Yeah, but she's a terrier mix, so
she's like 35 pounds or something? Or?
She tops out at 25. That's during the winter when she's fat.
Wow.
Yeah. She
really just looks like a tiny lab.
She does. She looks like a miniature lab. She has no terrier makeup to her body whatsoever.
Yeah.
You can't tell she's a terrier.
Well, then she's got the little goatee that labs get.
Yeah. It's amazing. But she was the same way. I still, to this day, if someone as tall as I am that she hasn't met before comes around, don't like them.
It's a good thing I'm short.
Yeah. Exactly. Like... Earl, if she hadn't met Earl before, she probably would have freaked out when she saw Earl. But Earl's been over to the house several times.
You guys both, what, 6'4 or 6'5?
Yeah, 6'3, 6'4, somewhere in there. Yeah.
It's a lot taller than me.
It's a lot taller than me, too.
Like a foot and a few inches on you, huh?
You said 5 feet? You said 6'4?
6'3, 6'4, yeah. Somewhere in there.
16 inches.
Yeah.
I'm so small.
Fuck. Remember we went to that Gore show and I put you on one shoulder?
You just had me on one of your shoulders. I remember that. And now that can't happen anymore.
Why?
Because the dude from Gore died.
Oh, you know they're going on a reunion tour or another tour, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But it won't be him.
Do you want to go on the Flogging Molly cruise?
That's a long ways out. We'll see.
Yeah, it is. But you want to get tickets like as soon as possible so they don't sell out.
How much is it? Why don't we talk about this off the show?
Yeah. Or they could go too.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of them like Flogging Molly, Gogol Bordello, and whoever else is going to be there.
I need a lot of money for alcohol too, I'm assuming, huh? So we'd have to get pretty shit faced.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's about $500 per person. There are three people per cab. But
it's not
it's like a
though.
3-4 day cruise, not to mention you get to see a whole bunch of bands play. You get to hang out with them, I'm
Where's
sure.
Where's it at?
On the ocean.
Dude.
Thank you. There's so much ocean.
Dude.
You know that one part of that one ocean?
And you are a guy who's at least partly Irish who can get drunk.
Right.
Listening to the Flogging Mollies, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't...
There's,
like,
there's
I'm
not
considering
a whole lot
it in my
there.
Head. I'm just... That's a lot of money to commit to. Even this far out. Because I'm trying to get it.
Probably going to say this wrong. Miami, Florida, Nassau? No.
Nassau.
Bahamas, Great Stirrup Cay, Bahamas.
So it's a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
And it's March 13th through the 16th.
3 days and $500?
Yeah. Oh my God, it'd be so amazing.
Dude.
How soon do I have to let you know?
As soon as you can.
And you'd have to pay for tickets though, like right away, wouldn't you?
I don't know how many tickets they have left.
Here's the thing,
I'm
going
a little bit more into it.
Well, I'm going to that show with Trent here in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've got money saved back for that. I don't know that I could dump another $500 out right now.
I think most of the food is gonna be free.
Well, saving till that point would be fine. Right now though, just around $500.
Your food, except for food you get, like, import if you stop anywhere, is included in your cruise.
You been on some cruises, or?
I've been on one.
I have never been on a cruise, and I think this would be the best
one. The
one
I really want to do, though, is the Alaskan one. I don't want to do anything.
The Alaskan one would be awesome.
I don't
want
to do...
the table.
I've been thinking about the Alaskan cruise just because it would be like... Like, Alaska is one of those, like, last, like, the last American frontier kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
it still really is.
And that's something I'd want to do. I've been talking about taking, like, some kind of survivalist trip up there.
Well, and I
like,
also...
But I want to get in shape again. Like, I would take it seriously and put myself through, you know, my own version of SEAL training, basically, to get ready for it.
Well, and you get to do fishing.
Right.
Whenever you do that and stuff like that. My big thing with wanting to do the Alaskan cruise is, one, it's pretty up there.
All right.
It is extremely
You'd
want to
do
there.
It in the summer.
But also, as y'all know by now, Justin and I are big men. We have an aversion to sweating.
All right.
And so that makes the Alaskan cruise right up my alley.
Yeah, and most of the food on board is free.
Yeah, I don't know that I can drop $500 right now with me saving back $700 to go with Trent.
Woo.
And they've got 12 bars.
Fuck.
I would be shit-faced the whole time, and it would be amazing.
Yeah. In fact, David Deere went on one not too long ago.
Yeah, he did.
And
his wife and the kiddos.
The only thing... No, it was just him and the wife.
Oh, that's good for him.
And right after they got married. And the only liquor he actually paid for was he got a couple of really good bottles of scotch while he was
You don't blame him. I'm sure they're not going to be like, here's some free complimentary 100-year-old scotch.
Yeah.
Well, just think, if I can get some of my other stripper friends to go, if we can slut ourselves up a little bit more.
Right?
We might not have to pay for alcohol.
I'll just...
Dude,
you guys...
And we'll just bring you guys alcohol.
I have been in that position before. No, you can even get free alcohol just being the guy hanging around the hot chicks.
Sure. I just gotta come up with the money to go. You guys
can...
I wanna
get more people to go. I wanna have, like, a huge group of people with us, and we just all get trashed together.
It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have nothing holding me back. Yeah.
Horrible mouse. Horrible.
Yep.
No, not really.
I haven't had anything holding me back for a year and a half now.
True that.
Awesome.
Yep.
Single life.
Speaking of single life, I've been playing a lot of games, aside from Watch Dogs.
Not really, no.
Have you gotten into Watch Dogs that much?
I haven't played too much of it. My Xbox has just been pissing me off.
Oh, yeah, the Bluetooth issue?
Yeah. So if I get that fixed, then I'll be back into it. Like, I would have played more Titanfall, but that's going to be impossible to do. I can't do it. Like, I bought Call of Duty Ghost, and I don't want to get into that because I know I'm going to have those issues.
Too bad you don't have a PS4.
I'm still going to get one. I will get one.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I'm holding my breath at this point. Shit keeps coming up.
Well, I can figure that. Have you played anything, Jason?
Just more Titanfall and...
Dark Souls. Did you get any further?
Are we friends on Xbox?
We got Darth Biscuit on the list.
I never deleted you, I don't think. I don't really delete people. I don't ever remember who anyone is.
I don't remember. I'm horrible about that shit. Just at me. I'm horrible about that shit.
Yeah, hers is like a lady.
Yeah.
Kind of easy.
But I gotta get my Xbox One situation.
Well, you are sort of like a lady. Like a miniature lady.
Well, no, you said kind of easy.
Oh,
I said, are you talking about my gamer tag or are you talking about me?
Apparently not, because your dog doesn't think so.
My dog doesn't think I'm easy?
Yeah.
Or my dog won't allow me to be easy.
I think your dog won't allow you.
It's good, though.
I was going to say, Dark Souls, how far have you gotten?
I haven't even hit the next boss yet, but I've been taking it slow. I have been farming a shit ton.
Don't overdo it. Just sink your teeth in and go. It's the best way to do it.
No, I am, just for the simple fact of...
You're going all night, aren't you?
Huh?
You're going all night. So, Max, get your stamina and your endurance high, and then get your strength to where you can use your weapons, but work on your health.
I played around with a bandit through the last giant.
The bandit?
Just to see... Because it starts out with that crazy bow skill.
Yeah, the bow skill's really handy. Though... Like, it's handy in certain situations. Like, there's a lot of bosses you wouldn't be able to fight with just a bow.
Yeah.
And, like, the boss that I'm on right now, that I've been stuck on for 2 weeks, not a bow boss. Just saying.
But, the last giant, incredibly easy with a bow.
Right, you just have to get some distance and start shooting.
Just saying, beat it first time that time.
I was going to say, I got stuck on this big old dragon boss, and I won't say who he is, but...
Yeah.
Big old dragon boss has a 180, well, more than 180. It's 180, but the flame he shoots down, so it spreads out 180 degrees in front of him, and then goes to his back feet. So he jumps up in the air, starts shooting flame. You got a whole ass back behind him, and he starts turning. So it's like everywhere on this platform is covered in flame except for right behind him. And if you fuck up once, you're dead. And then on top of that, he slams down his tail, and he hits you with his paws, and... This is a big clusterfuck, and I can usually get him down to down to a quarter health, and then I die. And so I put that game on standby because so many things were coming up. I was like, you know what? I will beat this.
Yeah.
And he's an optional boss at that. Like, I don't even have to fight him at this point. I've been stuck for 2 weeks, and I'm not giving up.
Well, and I was going to pick up Wolfenstein, and
You're missing out.
I felt like crap all weekend because of the allergies, so I just didn't leave the house.
Wolfenstein is terrific. You know, out of all the AAA games that have come out this year, that's probably my favorite in recent memory. I know I have some that I've played this year that I've really liked, and I can't remember them. That's because Wolfenstein stuck in my head as my favorite game so far. I just really like it.
I still need to get it. I would like to eventually own every game on the Xbox One other than sports games.
Why don't you just own the good ones? Because there's not a lot.
I already have, like, 7.
Hey, you gotta get that Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
I have it.
We need to play.
Okay.
I need to
I bought that so Lynn and I could play because I couldn't think of any other multiplayer games.
Like, I've been... fucking around with it here and there, and I actually found out about it from the who's your favorite cast?
Rooster Teeth.
Yep, from their from their Achievement Hunter.
Yeah.
They were playing that, and that's actually what got me. I was like, oh, if I had friends, this would be fun, but none of my friends have it.
Did I tell you that Bernie Burns is following me on Twitter? Because I'm excited about that.
Oh, you're real excited about Bernie Burns following you?
Bernie Burns and Gavin.
Oh, there you go.
Boom.
That's hilarious.
She probably got a little wet that day.
No, whenever I saw it, like, it came up on my phone, I was like, this must be an accident. I don't expect that to last long, but you're still following me.
I only have like a couple famous people that follow me, and I'm pretty sure they just did it because I'm like one of those.
I'm one
of those guys that only follows game stuff. They're like, oh, if you like this guy, you should follow this guy, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have Chris Gore following me right now, which I'm pretty sure with his 100,000 followers that he probably just clicked follow. And then I clicked follow back because it's somebody, like, I don't necessarily, I don't know him, but I just know he's famous.
I want Chris Hardwick to follow me.
Okay.
So I can get in his pants.
Like, I have people that are, like, no names in the industry that follow me, which I think is cool because I say no names, but, you know, people that aren't famous but work in the industry.
Yeah.
That follow me, but, like, nobody famous. Like, famous aside from Chris Gore. And, again, I think that's just purely by Twitter whoring.
Well, Ian Cost follows me.
Well, Ian Cost follows me as well.
He's famous, isn't he?
Only through our show and every podcast that's associated with us.
Look, very top, Bernie Burns.
Ah, look at you.
I know.
Speaking of Ian, he still ain't talking to us.
He talks to me on Twitter occasionally, or has.
Why would he not talk to us?
Oh, he hasn't sent an email in a while. Slacking.
Yeah.
That bitch.
Dude, it's been almost a year since his last email.
Really? Well, I haven't been here. Maybe that's why.
Oh, man. You gotta take all the credit on that. Well, I was going to say, I have played a lot of games.
Jerry Remy? Who the fuck is that? Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Obviously, I'll talk about Watch Dogs in a second. I finished the latest chapter of Wolf Among Us. Not terribly impressed with the latest chapter because it feels like it's leaving some stuff hanging. Hanging in a bad way. It didn't feel like it went very far with the whole story, so I'm kind of irritated with it. I will say that I think this game, once it plays out, if I just play it from beginning to end, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Except for Chapter 4. But because that's all I played so far was just Chapter 4, I'm not super excited about Chapter 4. Otherwise, the game's pretty good. I mean, do you know anything about Fables?
Yeah.
So you're the sheriff, Bigby Wolf, and you're investigating the murder of Fables throughout, you know, Fable Town, which is like New York City or something like that. And like the most of the story's actually been really good. It's just that the latest installment was like maybe an hour and a half, where all the other ones have been like 2+ hours. So it felt like they just threw it out there because they're like, all right, we got to do this, and this will be a stopping point so we can do the last one. I really hope Chapter 5 is quite a bit longer because an hour and a half was not enough for me. Like, it was one of those things where I got home from work and I get home pretty late, you know, 9:30, 9:45, and I was like, I'm just going to play this the rest of the night. And I was like, I'm done? I guess I'll play something else, too. Like, it just irritated me because I was so excited about playing it. But, I mean, overall, Wolf Among Us has been pretty damn good. Just that one thing irritated me. Played more Tropico 5. Still solid as shit. Again, for people who don't know, basically that game is a city-building game like SimCity, except you're a dictator, which we kind of expanded on last week. But you go back and forth between a couple of islands that you've built an empire on so that you can build on your previous level's advances so that it's not one big, long campaign, but they give you missions and etc., and it's very interesting and fun and definitely the most interesting thing they've done with Tropico so far. Dark Souls 2, like I mentioned, I'm stuck, so I'm not playing that right now. I have Bound in Flame that I'm supposed to review at some point. I cannot pick that game up for more than 5 minutes before I want to put it right back down. I am not excited about Bound in Flame. I wanted to be. There's a guy at work that was talking to me. He's like, yeah, I love this game, and I think it's because he traded so many games in to get it that he's making himself like it. And I got it thinking, hey, this will be really cool. It's another action RPG, hack and slash, looks fun.
I found out the combat is just fucking lame. I'm just not into the combat at all. It's really bad. And here's what makes it bad. So, a lot of it is you got to hold a button to parry, and or you can either parry or dodge. And there's different skill trees. So you got like a magic tree, you got a dagger tree, and you got a tree for broadsword attacks. So the broadsword attacks, you can basically block anything, or you can parry stuff. The problem is you run into so many encounters where you just hold down block for 10, 15 seconds, and then choose that one opening to hit, and then you're back to blocking everything, and there's not really a lot of strategy to it. It's just like block forever, then attack, block forever, then attack. And then I tried out the dagger tree, and it's just like dodge, 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 dodge. There's no stamina bar, so I can keep dodging. Or I guess maybe there is a stamina bar, who knows. Anyways, you just dodge all over the place, and then eventually you get a chance to attack, and then you do, and it just... It's fucking boring. I just don't want to play it anymore. The dialogue's horrible. I thought maybe they're just trying something new. The dialogue in that game is, like, very modernized in a medieval setting, so, like, call somebody a dickhead or something like that at one point, and it just feels weird. And this, like, it's like if you're playing Skyrim, and then one of the guys just calls you a dickhead. Like, they're not even creative about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you play The Witcher, I know people have mixed feelings on that. They had really creative use of insults. They take modern insults and then, like, play off Old English stuff to make it an insult that would fit in that time.
Yeah.
Even though it's a complete fantasy setting, like, they made everything match the period. This has no creativity with the dialogue. It's fucking bullshit. I gotta review it, but I don't want to. Like, I'm gonna have 4 days to play games. That'll be the very last thing I play. Like,
or
I really... Like,
maybe
I
should be the first thing you play and get it out of the way.
Like, I'm at a point where I'm kind of stuck with the game, and what I mean by that is I haven't leveled up enough or something, but again, I'm against enemies that take me 5 minutes to take down a piece, and it's not because I suck, it's because you gotta block so much, and then you can finally attack, and it's just boring. So I kind of hate Bound and Flame. Again, I was riding like a 3 or a 4, now I'm riding more like a 2.5. Because I'm just so pissed off of the game.
That sucks.
I know, I was actually talking to Trent about it because he bought it. He's like, yeah, the combat's terrible. I quit playing it. So, not a budget buy. I don't know. Maybe if it's $2 in a bargain bin, try it out and tell me I suck at video games and beat it, whatever. I don't fucking care. I just hate that fucking game.
Have you played, or do you own, Lego Marvel Super Heroes?
I don't really do the Lego games.
That's kind of awesome.
What's the point of them, though?
To play them and have fun, like every video game?
I'm just saying it feels like it's very... Most of them feel kind of aimless.
You know, there are a lot of puzzles to figure out. I like it.
There's people, like, I know Steve-O's been on the show a few times now, really likes Lego games. I don't know. Maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't.
Dude, if nothing else, look at it this way. It's virtually mindless gaming. It's something you can just sit down... And just have fun bashing shit up for...
Well, I can do that in another game that I want to talk about that I really like that's updated like once a week, and that's 7 Days to Die. I'm going to keep bringing that up.
I don't need to hear more about it.
It's good. The game is so good.
I know it's good.
7 Days to Die?
That feels like
it's Minecraft plus zombies.
Fuck me. Why do I not know about this? Because
it's on PC and you don't play any PC games.
Shit.
It's in alpha, they update it all the fucking time, and you can play with your friends, and you craft weapons like shotguns.
Is it on Steam? Or
yep.
Do I
yeah.
Just go to a website?
$25.
I'm gonna buy that. What, seven?
7 days
seven
to die.
7 days to die.
It'll run on a wimpy PC.
No, not as much as you think. It's still not optimized. So, long story short, Holly, it's like Minecraft, you can build stuff, but you have to hide at night. From the zombies, and they're like real zombies,
yeah,
not like,
so it's like
not Minecraft zombies, like zombies with decent AI. There's zombie dogs, there's big fat dudes that punch really hard, there's little zombies, and then they have like a spitting zombie that spawns occasionally that'll destroy your house. So what happens is you got to build traps all around your house. So I got like this gas station I turned into a fort surrounded by a bunch of spikes.
Is it multiplayer?
Oh fuck yeah.
Are you playing it tonight?
Yeah.
How long does it take to get?
It's only a gig. Jump on Skype.
Yeah.
I'll show you a little bit on break.
Okay.
That would be
awesome. I'm really looking forward to that because I've been waiting for Minecraft to come out for the Xbox One. But
well, so like you go scavenging for food,
And, like, when you're scavenging for food, you're, like, scavenging for, like, canned goods and real food. You can go hunting and, like, shoot deer and stuff like that and scavenge that.
Whatever happened to the other zombie game? The other PC zombie game? Fuck, what was it called?
DayZ?
Yeah.
Still in alpha? Forever?
Really?
Yeah, that game has been taking forever to come out. It's been alpha.
It was a mod first,
and they made it a standalone. So after the mod got hacked to shit, they went ahead and started creating a standalone game. They're still creating it. It's on an engine made for it. It's the Arma 3 engine, but they've made it to where it's adapted to this. They fixed a lot of the controls, but it's very PvP-faced. So you're still hiding from shitheads. 7 Days to Die, you can make PvP, or you can just play with your friends. So it's more focused on the survival.
I see that as being a lot more realistic, though, because if the zombie apocalypse ever did happen, like, you're going to have to worry about zombies and looters, people trying to kill you the whole time. So.
Well, and you can still incorporate that if you want, but you can also put it to where there's no PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I set a password on when I'm ever playing. So if I got the password going, it's only whoever I want in.
Yeah.
I know that I was playing with Travis, which I don't think you've ever played anything with, but he plays online with me a lot. And he had a server set up, and we were playing with... He had it set up for a max of 64 players. So you could basically, like, have a whole community that was creating a town together or something.
Yeah, but if I had like, a fairly large group of people with me, like, that would be kind of awesome.
But, I mean, there's a lot of emphasis on building, but, like, I tend to modify structures instead of building, because there's already existing structures.
Are you talking about the 7 Days to Die?
Yeah, so, like, right now, my gas station, I built... Like, the first night that you play the game is always really difficult, because once night hits, they become feral, and they run faster than you do, and they can track you down and kill you, and they hit harder, etc. And they'll break down your house and, like, collapse your house, and there's real world physics, so if they break down...
But it'll be easy for me, because I'm just going to be standing at your place.
Well, I mean, there's that factor, too. But what I'm saying, though, is, like, I built... Like, I climbed up a... Made a ladder to the roof, climbed up the ladder, and, like, knocked down the ladder, and then I stayed on the roof at night and hid, and because I was quiet, they didn't see me. You also got to worry about farting. So, like, it's a new mechanic they added to the game. If you eat a lot of, like, chili and shit, your character will start, like, getting indigestion, and he'll fart and burp and things like that, and that'll attract zombies. So, like, there's that. But then, you know, you got to scavenge for weapons and stuff. And, like, right now they just incorporated airdrops. So you'll have this plane that'll fly by, drop a parachute, and you can go over there, and it's usually got ammo and stuff in it. Or you scavenge houses or military bases or whatever.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
It's really fucking cool. I'm surprised it hasn't picked up more than it has. It was a Kickstarter campaign. And the name of the company that makes it is called The Fun Pimps.
The Fun Pimps?
Yep. It's just awesome all around. And they update it like fucking crazy. Now, the only problem with all the updates is usually about once a month they wipe it. So you kind of have to start from scratch. However, most of the time it's about a day's worth of work to get where you're at. Unless you're making some monument. Which I wouldn't do anyway. But yeah, like my little gas station base I got going right now with all the spikes and like I put dirt walls and all this other shit. Things for zombies to go through to kill themselves when they get over there.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking awesome. Like I said, I'll show you on break.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Still my indie game of the year for sure. Last but not least, oh, two things actually. Transistor. I beat that fucker.
How's that going?
I beat it. Took me about 10 hours and then there's a replay mode. And the replay mode, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but essentially you can go back in with all your power-ups that you've already collected and start from scratch, because you can't earn them all anyway in one playthrough. But it's a lot harder when you start. So once you start doing it, it is on like hard mode, essentially, because you're fighting enemies that you started off with at the end of the game. Overall, and I'll sum this up in a review, because I'm going to write that this week, that game's pretty good. Most people aren't going to agree with me, but I like it better than Bastion. And the reason I like it better is I feel like there's a lot more to the combat and the game design. Not the art, because the art's equally as good. But I feel like they thought out the gameplay more on this than they did Bastion.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's their sophomore release. So obviously they've had a little bit of time to improve on how they do things. And Bastion's a kick-ass game, but I feel like this is slightly better, even though the story is a little bit muddier. It's still, at the end of the game, I still had a lot of questions about the story. So, yeah, there's that. But I was really more into it for the fucking soundtrack, because it's a kick-ass soundtrack. And I was in for the combat, because it's very turn-based RPG when it gets into certain parts of combat. You can play it kind of like an action game, or
once you charge up, go into slow-mo mode and play it like an ARPG. Or not an ARPG, a turn-based RPG. Overall, if I got to use our rating system, like 4.25. So, which would be a pretty decent rating for a game.
Yeah.
Whereas, I can't remember what Trent rated it, but fucking, man, Wolfenstein's so good. That is really, like, that and Dark Souls are, like, my two favorite games right now. And 7 Days to Die. Like, I can't stop playing all those games. Watch Dogs, though. I'm all over the place with that game. I'm probably going to be the dissenter on the cast for that. I want to see what Steve-O says, and he'll be talking about it next week. And I think even Casey will be here next week to talk about it. Or he might be talking Wolfenstein, who knows. But
I know he's been getting really into that.
Yeah, he's starting to like it, finally. Watch Dogs, though, I don't know. I'm still more interested in playing 7 Days to Die, if that tells you anything, in my own head. I feel like Aiden's a little bit generic. And I'm not as interested in the story as I thought it might be. I guess I just don't care enough about the characters. The gameplay's pretty solid, but I think the thing that I'm getting tired of, and this just might be needing a refreshment or a different flavor of things, is with that open world structure, and you know, there is fast travel, but it's kind of far and few between. I'm still driving to go do this mission, driving to go do that mission. It feels like, and this might be a good or bad comparison, but it feels like The Matrix meets Grand Theft Auto, but without the fun and memorable, crazy-ass characters that Grand Theft Auto had. Aiden by himself is not as interesting as any of the characters in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
It's because all the characters in Grand Theft Auto are way larger than life. Aiden is still kind of a mystery. I'm in Act 2 right now. I've got about 6 hours in, and I've been playing a lot of open world shit. Like, there's some really quick-ass shit. Like, you have these like, side mission things. They call them AR.
Trips.
Digital trips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spider Tank's fucking cool.
Yes.
The only one that I tried was the flower one.
Yeah, the trip.
Yeah.
Where you're just, like, bouncing between flowers.
Yeah, that's the only one that I've tried.
That one's pretty cool. I did the one that's called Alone. And what digital trips are is you go to this guy, he's like a black market dealer of basically drugs or something.
Yeah.
And he puts you in like a virtual world and you like trip out. And Spider Tank is you are a tank that is a spider and you're fighting stuff, which it's a cool little arcade game. The one Holly's talking about is you're tripping balls and everything's like in tracers and you're bouncing between flowers across the city. And then Alone is these guys with like camera heads and you gotta like stealth take down them all and clear out different areas. You hack an area, then it restores power, and then all of them disappear.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next quadrant. You can get in the car when there's restored power, but when it's not, like, you'll drive into this, like, looks like a Vaseline wall. That's the only way I can describe it. It's like this weird, like, distortion on the distorted, like, shield or something you drive through, and then your car dies. And then the only thing that works is just your hex on different things. They give you, like, an AK-47, an EMP pistol, and then you can stealth take down these robots. But if they look at you, they radiate you and burn you to death.
I haven't used my gun at all.
Really?
Yeah. I also haven't been playing for that long, and I've just been doing side missions and stuff.
Oh, I use my gun all the time.
I've gotten, like, really OCD about it, and I'm like, okay, I know I'm in this one area, so I'm going to go...
Are you clearing out everything?
I'm trying to start in one section and, like, take care of everything there and then move on to another section and...
For the purposes of being able to talk more about it, I've been less OCD and playing most of the main mission with side missions sprinkled in. The problem is like, I don't like the driving a lot, so there's the driving missions that I don't care for. I like the convoy missions, but I like essentially the side missions.
I don't like the driving in general.
I feel like Grand Theft Auto had better driving.
Yeah, me too.
But it's mostly because I keep grabbing sports cars and they're squirrely, slide out all over the place.
I just run everywhere and hack everybody.
Use the motorcycle. Motorcycle's pretty easy to control.
Okay. Well, in Grand Theft Auto, it's always been terrible. I've always hated motorcycles in Grand Theft Auto.
Try the motorcycle. You do need to slow down when you turn. Can't just, like, go full speed and try to turn. You'll wipe out. And if you wreck on it, it'll shoot you, like, 400 feet in the air, which is pretty awesome. I haven't experienced any flying yet. I'm kind of wondering if they have any flying mechanics.
Yeah.
But, like, hacking everybody and getting their bank account information is really cool. I think part of it is, like, I'm pretty OCD. So, like, having a hard time as it is skipping the side missions. just so I can hear more about what's going on in the story, because I know I got so much on my plate game-wise that I want to get done with. And, like, you get all these notifications all the time. You're like, what if I miss that mission?
Yeah,
because, and then
I
you find
that.
Out that that stuff is, like, just stored in, on your phone and you can access it at any time. So,
because like, it comes up on the, like, middle of the right side of your screen. And you're like, fuck.
Yes, like, this
I
is in progress.
I gotta go do that, damn it. And then I'll be on my way to go do one of those and then another one pops up and I'm like, no.
Yeah, so they're always... it's those pop-ups that piss me off, I think.
Yeah.
And then it's also the invasions that you get while I'm playing the main story. I kind of wish I could just turn off the fact that I can get invaded by another player that wants to hack me. Especially if I'm in the middle of my lunch break and I'm trying to play just a mission to...
I haven't been playing mine online.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Is there an offline mode?
I don't know. I didn't set up my Uplay account until today.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Because I didn't pay my internet bill.
Oh.
Whenever I first got Watch Dogs.
Well,
oh.
What you will find out is...
I don't care.
That you get hacked sometimes and by another player. So sometimes it'll be right about to start a mission and then it'll be like, oh, you got to deal with this guy hacking you. Find him. Which fucking sucks.
Can you kill them?
No, you can't kill them. You just got to hack them back. Or, I don't know, like take them out. I've never been successful because they're always like hiding on a bridge. Probably laughing at me. As I'm running around in circles looking for them, it's like, oh, they're stealing my data. It doesn't really mean anything to me because I'm not losing money. But, like, there at one point, I was sick of it. And I just took my character, stood him by a bench, like,
oh,
took a shit and came
careful.
Back. And I was like, oh, I hope he's done now.
Oh, but if you're not careful, they will take your money.
Well, they haven't taken any money of mine so far.
You just got lucky,
maybe
sir.
You can find out who they are in real life.
And then just go beat them up.
No, just take all their money. You don't have to beat them up. Just rob them.
Just rob them?
This is what you get for hacking me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'll just go rob them.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's not like it's illegal or anything. Maybe a little.
A little bit.
It's a little bit illegal, but I'm sure it's not like a felony.
Holly's reasoning's on life.
I rob people all the time.
For money.
Yeah, and dignity.
I was gonna say though, like the I'm so off track right now. Let it derail that, Holly. Good job.
You're welcome.
Sport.
No problem. You call me sport.
Yeah. I don't know. Just I think I'm gonna have to play it more. Like I don't. It's not Bound in Flame. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's not Game of the Year.
It's overwhelming.
That's what the word I'm looking for. It
yeah,
is overwhelming.
It's extremely overwhelming.
There's so much going on. Like, I feel like Grand Theft Auto just had those little icons. It's like, here I am, but you don't have
to
pay attention to me.
Yeah, but with this, you've got shit popping up on the screen constantly.
It's like, do this mission! Do this mission! You're missing out! And the OCD in me is like, I'm missing quests. What the fuck? Stop it. I don't want to drive right now. I just want to go to this next mission. And, yeah. So, yeah, it is overwhelming. That's what
it is.
A
little crime in progress. Fuck you. I don't care.
So, yeah, I'll just play more of it and decide if I like it or not later. I don't like the driving. The driving's not awful. It's just...
I run everywhere.
It's just not amazing. It's kind of arcade-y. But, yeah.
Physics felt a little bit more real world.
I don't know about that, man. I crashed into a semi head-on and kept driving at, like, max speed in my little, like...
No, I mean steering physics. It felt a little bit more like Forza in a third person than it did.
You know, I actually got better driving that game because you can do dash mode. I got better driving when I put it in dash mode because then it felt more like I was...
Forza or...
No, the
Watch
Dogs.
Okay.
Like, because you can put it in dash mode, then you're looking above your speedometer.
Yeah.
And it felt a little bit more like driving my car.
Yeah.
Because I'm always moving the camera behind the car, and that always kind of fucks with my steering. So when I put it in that mode, I was like,
wait, which button is that? Like, down on the D-pad?
If it's the same on Xbox One, it's just the right arrow. Or left arrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, you hit the left arrow, and it changes your view.
Okay.
The motorcycle is just headlights. But even that helps. I don't know. I've done pretty good with the driving once I do it that way, but it's just... I mean, there are certain things that are really fucking cool, like raising up the barriers and watching a car crash into that that's following you. Pretty fucking cool. That stuff is awesome.
I like raising the bridges whenever I'm driving really
and
fast.
Ramp.
Ramping.
That part's pretty cool. The gunplay actually is not bad. Like, I know I heart poo pooed on it pretty bad here for a minute, but.
You what?
Poo pooed.
You har poo pooed?
No, I shit all over the game for a minute. I shit all over the game a little bit when I started talking about it. But, I mean, there are some good points. I mean, like, the firefights don't feel overwhelming, especially with the amount of tricks you have in your bag. I mean, you can blow up everything with your phone. Like, there's no real reason. Like, there's no quote-unquote hacking going on. It's just, like, hold down square, and this makes this happen.
Well, you know what? The gunplay felt like Splinter Cell to me, almost.
It's not hard to get headshots.
It's
really not hard to aim. It's not really, like, the cover shooting's pretty easy. It really is just hide behind cover and take out all these guys.
It's not as much to get used to as some of the gameplay was in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it's the combat's better than Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I will say that. And there's a wide variety of guns. I mean, it's like I got like 4 shotguns and like 3 assault rifles and God knows how many pistols, like 7 or 8 plus a silenced SMG and, you know, got a grenade launcher and a sniper rifle. I mean, like, I'm well armed, and like half the time it's like you don't have to really kill anybody. You just gotta sneak around a lot and hit them with your stick, which I do sometimes. But like, it's always like clear an area to get to hack something, and I'm just like, well, maybe I'm just, you know what, fuck it, I'm taking everybody out.
You toss it right out there and beat them in the head with it.
Yeah, I usually do.
Mushroom stamp them a little bit.
Yeah, usually I just hold it against their neck until they pass out. And I don't know if it's from stank or if it's from something else.
Stank.
But, you know, it's like Watch Dogs is, like I said, I know I shit over it a little bit. It's just, I don't want people to think it's like, in my mind, it's not a game of the year game. I think it's, a lot of things are cool about it. It sold really well. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a 2. Like, yeah, it does a lot of things cool, but like, Ubisoft and Assassin, like, this feels like a mix between Assassin's Creed and Grand Theft Auto or something. Like, it's just hold circle button to vault over things and parkour. We are Ubisoft. We like to parkour. So, you know, there's no real explanation as to why he can parkour, except that he's
a hacker.
And those outfits.
Like, yeah, because it's not conspicuous at all.
Right? Yeah, it's just, you know, the overcoat and the baggy jeans and the tennis shoes. Like, he doesn't look like anybody else on the street. If anything, he's an even more badly dressed hipster. Like, he's anti-hipster. I guess that part's not bad. He's not wearing skinny jeans. So, I mean, he's got that going for him.
Not wearing skinny jeans? I don't even know what type of pants he wears. I just see the coat.
It looks kind of like he's wearing a medium cut of JNCOs. Just saying. Like, those are some pretty baggy pants. And along with his skater shoes. Like, in another life, he was a skateboarder. Like, before this. He really looks
Maybe
like he should be wearing PacSun.
Before he became a hacker.
You know, that he just threw on the overcoat.
You know, maybe he's left over from the hacker's generation.
I am glad the hat's not backwards. If the hat was backwards, I'd be done.
Yeah, I couldn't play it.
No, this ain't happening. But, you know, I mean, overall, I mean, I'll just play it more and see if I like it. It's an alright game. It'll be better once I finish it, I hope.
It's
just
a lot to delve into.
Yeah, it's so much going on. Well, that's all I fucking played. We're playing more Watch Dogs this week, maybe Soul Suspect. I obviously more 7 Days to Die. Oh shit, I didn't even talk about this. Heroes of the Storm, I played a fuckload of that. Heroes of the Storm, that's that MOBA that Blizzard does. And I was playing with Matt on Thursday. Me and him played from like 7 o'clock till about 1 in the morning. And we played, maybe it was 1, maybe it was 11, I don't know. Anyways, we played a shitload of it, and me and him got pretty good at that game. Or at least we were good for our level, because we won most of our matches. And, yeah, they've done a lot of stuff. They rebalanced a lot of stuff, and it's still the technical alpha, so I don't know how many people are playing. But they've said that for anything you spend in the store, you'll get that money back as credit, and they'll give it to you to spend towards characters when it releases, which I think is all right. I bought a character. I bought Cenarius. Cenarius is the druid that was in World of Warcraft, like one of the main druids. And I bought him because he's a hell of a healer. So I did really good with healing. in that game, and I found out when I'm healer, I actually have more takedowns, which sounds weird, but it's because the enemy gets ballsy and starts trying to fight, and then he's got like a moonbeam attack, he's got like a restoration for his heal, he's got tranquility, or he's got a storm he can cast. I think it's a storm.
Nice.
So like his AOE, like ultimate, is either healing or damage. So I kind of play him boomkin. I go alternate between moonbeaming the guys that are jackasses. They're trying to take us out, and they think that I'm a wimpy healer, and I can heal the fuck out of myself. So I'll buff up my healing when I'm going through my stats, and I can out-heal anybody that's attacking me except for a really strong DPS. And they'll think they can take me down. I'll distract them. Somebody else will start fighting them, and they'll die. Because I'm just there being the distraction, as always, staying alive. I usually only like die 2 or 3 times tops, which is crazy for a MOBA. Usually it's like 5, 6, 7 times on a good match. But that game's pretty good. It's still, Matt's going to hate me for saying this, it's still a MOBA for people unexperienced with MOBAs. There's no itemization. There's no, like, you got to get this item to upgrade to this item to make your character better with this spec. There's nothing to do with that. Basically, your whole team levels at the same time, so there's no last hits. And then they incorporate other gameplay elements into it, like there's a mode where you got to raise a golem. And every so often in the match, every few minutes, it gives you an opportunity to go in these mines. You go in the mines, you kill kobolds, collect their skulls, and raise a golem. And your golem will have so much health and damage based on how many skulls you collect. So for a minute, at least half your team needs to go down there and collect skulls, and then fight the other team as they're down in the mines collecting skulls, raising the golem. And the golem will be their big attack mob that'll go across the map and kill one of the villages, because they don't have towers. They have a whole fucking village. They have two of them before you get to the main one. It's a village like you would play in like Warcraft 3. You got a gate, you got two towers that are firing at you, you got a main castle that fires at you, you got a mana well, and you got another tower in the back. So you have to defeat all of that to move to the next section of the map. And you kind of go back and forth like that, which is a different gameplay element. There's one where you got to raise a demon. You got to raise a demon by controlling 2 points in the map, one on the top and one on the bottom. So at a certain point it'll say, all right, it's time for the demon to be released or whatever. You guys go back and capture those points. Then somebody in the middle can go out there and release the demon. He takes control over him and can rampage against the other team. And he's really fucking tough. So it takes like 3 or 4 members, 4 or 5 minutes to take him down, which means he can do a lot of damage to defenses on his way over, and progress your team forward. And then the last one is like this pirate mode. I don't know how else to describe it. You kill these mercenaries in the middle of the map or enemy players. They drop coins. You turn in the coins. Once you get 10, it's in increments like 10, 12, 16, and 18. Then the pirate captain, and there's a ship in the middle of the map that starts firing shots. And he'll knock like one of the enemy structures all the way down, or like decimate like a portion of their towers. So like it's got all these extra things you do aside from just follow your creep, which is cool. But again, lack of itemization, and it doesn't really handicap the people that suck on your team. Because if you suck, you're all getting experience at the same rate. Like, I mean, you're handicapping your team that you're not getting XP.
Yeah.
But you all get XP as other people kill other players or kill other creeps. So, like, it's not like Dota where you have a lane and you own that lane and you can get one person real powerful while the other one heals them and doesn't get XP as much. You can't play it that way. It's got to be the other way around. Like, I feel Dota is way more strategic. But on the fun level?
Yeah, but Dota is a MOBA for MOBA players.
Well, it is, but Dota is like that game for, like, it is a thinking man's MOBA. I mean, it is on a different level than everything else out there. It's a lot more strategic than Smite. It's a lot more strategic than League. Like,
yeah.
Dota is the, in my mind, is like definitely the professional MOBA. And I still feel confident playing it. I just, with this, because like, it feels like these people have never played MOBAs before in the alpha. Like, I just feel like I'm stomping people's
heads. Well, no, they're all WoW players.
Or, yeah, they're all WoW players and don't know what the fuck they're doing. So, I don't know. Like, if me and Matt are playing together, he plays a siege tank. So he plays a siege tank, and it's just like in StarCraft. You set up siege, and he's even got an ability that'll cloak him until he fires. So he can sit in siege mode and wait for things to go past him and then start firing on the base and pissing him off. But I just keep him alive and then kill things off that get close to him. So, like, we are an unstoppable force when it's me, the tree man, and him, the siege tank. So.
Nice.
Anyways, we probably should break.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's break.
You want to see 7 days?
Show me the game.
Yep.
We'll be back. Holly's found her new gaming addiction.
Oh my god, I have.
I showed you a little bit of 7 Days to Die, and what was your expectation versus what you saw?
I didn't think it was going to be that awesome.
Yeah? Does it kind of remind you a little bit of like Left 4 Dead meets Minecraft meets something else?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So Minecraft.
Yeah, like being able to craft pretty much everything. Plus, mm-hmm. you got like real zombies instead of the fake ones in Minecraft.
And you said those houses looked like they were fairly new. They look awesome. Set up shop in one of those, and then create my own. Like
if you really wanted to, we could take that neighborhood and wall it off, and then just make it like fucking survival village.
Yeah, that would be great. Just get a whole bunch of people together.
Craft, have people to watch.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't even mention the. Like, they're building the whole skill point system, which is something they're working on right now. Like, the guys that have been doing it have been guys that have worked in gaming for a really long time. They just formed their own little bitty company.
Yeah.
Call it the Fun Pimps, and it's, like, a very small dev team. I say very small. I want to say less than 20 people that are doing this on a budget of $500,000, which for gaming is not very much, especially you think 20 people's salary for $500,000 is not that much. Like, you're really talking about, for professionals, like, $50,000 each.
Yeah.
And you're not including promotion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're probably talking about people that take a salary less than I do to make games. And, which I just, there's not a lot of people that know about it yet. And it's definitely a game to look forward to if you like crafting. And you like survival and you like the whole, you know, zombies finding you by your farts. You didn't even get to...
I'll try not to fart.
Yeah, if you eat a lot of chili, just know...
No chili.
It's chili and ravioli. Like, those cans of ravioli, those will make you fart, too. And zombies can smell that. Oh,
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. The ones that... Well, the other thing is, like, they got cat food and dog food that'll also... Like, you can eat it, and it'll make you survive. It also gives you indigestion. So if you eat a lot of Miao Chow, which is what they call their cat food, Miao Chow definitely makes you fart. So... You want to get the lamb rations, or you want to start making your own food. Like, make venison stew. It's just, I got to hunt more deer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of deer in the desert, so right now I'm surviving off rations and yucca juice. And
maybe I'll get a nice house set up in the woods, and you can come out and hunt with me sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah, there's also, you can craft a lot of your own weapons, too. I didn't show you, but, like, the silent zombie killer is the crossbow. And crossbow is, like, basically sticks and grass.
Can you make a katana?
No, there's no swords yet.
Shit.
But there's a spike club, there's a reinforced club, basically a baseball bat. The spike club that I had that I was showing you is probably one of the better melee weapons. And honestly, melee's the way to go once you get it going. Like, the stone axe is okay. It's one, like, two hits to the head. But it kind of goes slow, and it takes, like, 8 hits on the big bloated guys to kill them, and that's a lot of running up and hitting them and running away. Whereas the spike club's like 4 hits and they're dead. And you can...
I don't want to deal with any of them at night.
No, you don't. And I wish I could have shown that to you, but because I had that day cycle so long, like, it would have been another 15 minutes before you got to nighttime. And then once night hits, though, it's fucking crazy. And as you guys saw, the little horde that spawned by me while I was searching that little village.
Yeah,
there was like a good 25 zombies.
It wasn't even night yet, though.
No, and they were moving slow, but you could hear how pissed off they were at that building. Like, that they thought I was in or something. But, like, they start... Like, a horde runs into structures, they just start tearing them apart. And you saw, like, part of that building was already got a hole carved in it. And if you think, like, that was literally, like, a minute. Like, if you get a whole horde around your house at night and they know you're inside and you don't haven't reinforced it, like, they literally take the building down. And... Which is really cool in one way, and in another way, it just, like, fucking sucks. Oh, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah. I just mentioned you.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why is my phone buzzing?
Hey, your phone was buzzing before I did that.
Oh, I know. Anyways, it's news time, isn't it? Or is it time for a question? You're modding, I'll shut up.
Yes. Yes, you should. You should relinquish your control. No. I was going to go over the question just because Holly wasn't here last week, and I'd be interested to hear a response.
Oh, okay.
So our question last week was, if you could erase from your memory one game and play it for the first time again, what would it be?
Portal 2.
You answered that really quickly.
You did.
I've seen the question. I already know. And I made sure, like, whenever we started the podcast before, I was just like, what was the question? So I can think about it. And got it.
Well, way to give away your trade secret. Could have just ran with that and be like, nope, I'm really sure of myself.
No, I am. Like, I saw it, like, I saw you guys post it a day or two ago, and that was immediately what I thought.
Justin and I just could not decide what we would really want to
play again. Fallout games. I love those.
Fallout would be awesome, too.
Like, Fallout 3 was really good. Fallout New Vegas was really good. I mean, Fallout 2 was really good. Fallout 1 is decent.
There are too many. But there I did. Like, I still love Portal. I mean, I love all the other games, too, but just the comedy in that, I would love to go through and relive again.
Well, like,
for the
first part where you're trapped in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, nod your head.
Well, like, we saw that whenever we were at PAX, and it was awesome. And then whenever we came home and Portal 2 came out, we played that, and it was still awesome.
Yeah.
And it still is, but...
Well, Portal 2 added the whole other comedy aspect of the multiplayer, of the co-op, which was just as funny. So, yeah, I can see it.
Killing each other constantly.
Oh, yeah. So, and then for our responses, Matt said Final Fantasy VII. Way to agree with me there, sir.
He's a big Final Fantasy fan. He was playing online before he was playing WoW. So.
Scott said, Aliens, Colonial Marines. Wait, play it again? Never mind.
Yeah, because that game... You know, I uninstalled that game 2 hours in. I was like, fuck this game.
Yeah, it was bad.
Such a bad purchase.
It was bad. Worst game in 2013 right there. Eric said, so many choices, but I will go with the original Metroid. I loved that game back in 1987 and still love it today. Dave Roy said, this is a hard question, both because there are so many great games that I'd love to go into unspoiled and without cynicism towards the plot of, and because a lot of my favorite plot-heavy games have clunky interfaces that I couldn't see myself adapting to when more modern games have streamlined user input.
He's got a good point there. I mean, you think about some of the games that you really like.
Yeah.
I really like a game called Alpha Protocol,
which
is a bad good game. Made by Oblivion Studios, and the shooting in that is fucking god awful until you get the shooting skill. You can iron sight something and be like 20 feet off.
Yeah.
The game is weird.
David Peters said I would have to say none, because knowing is what is going to happen next placates my god complex.
Fucking David.
Vanessa said Secret of Mana.
Of course she would.
Dave chimed in again, said, gonna say Silent Hill 2, but it's probably Final Fantasy 6.
Hey, mix it up.
Yeah.
Silent Hill 2 was my first experience with Silent Hill, and that game is scary as fuck, those crawling things. I do not like them.
You're just a pussy when it comes to games like that. And John said the Mass Effect trilogy, or Digital Devil Saga, but honestly, I've forgotten most of Digital Devil Saga. So
I will say, in John's defense, for a long time, back when I was in college, he was fucking obsessed with Digital Devil Saga. The point that every time I went over to his house, he was playing that game. And we're talking months on end. So
that's about how I'm going to be.
With 7 days?
7 days.
And come back and be like, I did this!
I have a mansion.
Yeah?
With 8 swimming pools that I don't ever use.
You can do that, and you can make yourself a castle, whatever you want. It'll take a forever to build a castle. I'm just going to let you know off the bat.
I have time.
Yeah, I know you do, because you're nice.
Oh my god, I'm never going to sleep again.
Though I will say, I will agree with John on this. Playing Mass Effect 2 again for the first time.
I will say...
With no spoilers. Oh.
I may have said this last show, but I didn't even really know what Mass Effect was, and I will credit John with saying he got it... I want to say he bought it for me on PC. Like, he found it on the cheap. I have a hard copy of Mass Effect 1 for PC. that I barely started playing. And then after, like, I put it aside, then I finally started playing. It's like, this game's pretty good. A little bit B, but still pretty good. Like, there were some parts of it I thought that were kind of goofy in one. And yeah. then 2 came out, and I was like, holy fuck, this game's good. 2 was like a fucking masterpiece.
There is a lot of that. Of course, I can say same thing for Halo Reach, too. That was a whole new level for Halo.
That was, like, the pinnacle of fucking Halo.
Yeah. But.
Any other responses?
Nope. That's pretty much it. I've been combing both Facebooks. And,
right on.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything new from Twitter, but I think I forgot to post it to Twitter. I won't do that this
week. Yeah, because you know Trent won't.
I know. I like Twitter, all right.
Speaking of which, we didn't even discuss that. What is our question this week?
We have it we have it posted on our... Hold on, I'll find it. We will use the question that we had as a backup question from last week. Because we're that awesome. Hold on.
I don't know this one.
You would if you read the... If you looked at the secret group.
Shit.
Oh, I got it right here.
Look at it really fast. With his pooping thing?
No, are you pooping wrong? No, we're not doing that.
Ah, okay, got it. So, the question for this week, worst game studio mashups. Bethesda, with Elder Scrolls 5 working with Volition.
So
Skyrim clone where you can craft dildo armor and swords while fighting skooma-induced hallucinations.
So, like, if you mashed up two studios, what do you think the worst studio mashups would be?
Yeah. And he's just using Bethesda and Volition as an example.
Fuck, I have no idea.
I'm thinking. Jason, you got anything? I got one.
Ooh, go ahead.
Ubisoft and Blizzard. You could have a parkour-styled StarCraft game.
Oh, God.
It's tactical combat, but done in parkour.
Wow.
And we'll make it all top-down like StarCraft.
Yeah,
it's isometric parkour.
No.
Fuck that idea.
I have no idea.
Since I keep thinking Ubisoft and parkour.
Yeah.
We're going to have open world StarCraft. The possibilities are endless on the planet Char.
No.
There's so many dead people in dead cities.
No. I got to say, when you think about it, mash up Bethesda and Naughty Dog and watch them ruin the story again.
Yeah. Naughty Dog and who?
Bethesda.
I'll say something they did that's kind of like that. Dishonored.
Yeah.
That was Bethesda produced. That wasn't Bethesda studio proper, though, was it?
No.
Holly, you got anything?
No.
I have no idea.
EA Sports and Valve.
Oh my god.
Okay,
no, I think that might be kind of awesome.
You think so?
I think it could be.
Oh, there's a whole lot of potential for a whole lot of bad there, too.
Actually, they've kind of done that, because Plants vs. Zombies, the new one,
yeah.
Warfare, is kind of like Team Fortress. I don't know, that's not EA Sports, that's just EA something. EA...
I would just see... someone from, like, it would be Team Fortress characters or Left 4 Dead characters, something like that, just playing sports against each other.
You have,
like, say you'd have all of the survivors from Left 4 Dead playing football or whatever against all of the infected.
I mean, I guess that could work. Sorta.
That might be really fucking boring.
It could be boring. It's like there's that
sports games, and sports games are always boring.
There's a few people that like them. I know.
Well, yeah. If no one liked them, then they wouldn't be around.
Would sell like fucking crazy?
Yeah.
I'll sit there and play Tiger Woods when I'm really bored.
I know Steve-O, if they
so
had a
disc golf
game.
Golf.
Yeah, but I
actually... Of all of the sports games to play, you choose golf.
But I actually play golf, too, so...
What about Wii Golf?
No.
I'm thinking of another bad matchup, and it's about to come to me. Id and Nintendo.
Oh, God. God.
You could have a Nintendo corridor shooter.
Oh.
It could be all like Nintendo characters based in the Doom universe.
Wait, no, I might actually buy that game. I'm
trying to think of some other ones that are really bad. It's like I thought of some other, like if you merged them with Capcom, then you got Smash Brothers, which is already kind of that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, you could mesh Mario characters with like a survival horror style game. Like, and just make it, try to make it serious. I just don't know how you could take Mario seriously ever. You could merge Nintendo and Bethesda. Like that could
That would not work at all.
Like I think there's probably already mods for Fallout 3 that you could do that are all Mario characters, which I think would be kind of funny at first. Like, so like making Mario characters look realistic has been a thing. I know they got the movies that were out, and they got those that short web film that was out that was really fucking crazy, and then they also did it in Tekken 5 or Tekken Tag or whatever it was, Street Fighter Cross Tekken. No, it's the one that was out on Wii U. They had the one of the main characters in Tekken that was dressed like Mario with a fake nose, which is really fucking weird. So I don't know. Has anybody got anything else?
I don't.
2K and Nintendo or Valve and Nintendo would just be horrible.
So I think Valve and Nintendo could pull it off because of the Team Fortress stuff.
Yeah, but...
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to paint like something super serious.
You take most of Valve's products, though, and no.
Like, you could take... I don't know. I think some of them are fairly interchangeable. I think his, like... The Volition / Bethesda would be a fairly bad matchup.
Yeah.
Though Volition has some really interesting ideas. I mean, the Saints Row stuff is fucking crazy. And there's been some mods for Skyrim that are fucking crazy, like the fucking Slim Jim Randy Savage Dragon mod.
Oh, God. Rockstar Nintendo.
Yeah. Rockstar Nintendo. Yeah, those are two polar opposites.
I just... picture like Mario running around like the dude from L.A. Noir.
Yeah.
You could do affecting everything.
Or you could do like Red Dead Kirby.
Red Dead Kirby. That's awesome.
That Kirby sucks a hell of a dick, don't you?
He's sucking something.
He swallows. Does that change him into a big dildo or what?
Oh, God.
Because you know that's how he gets his powers.
See
he,
has it
to,
now.
He has to suck and swallow something, and then he turns into something else. Does that happen to you, Holly?
What? Turn into something else? Turn into a bitch.
With indigestion? Anyways.
Oh, that went somewhere I wasn't expecting.
That's what you got me for. Alright, so that's our question, huh?
Yeah.
That'll work. Good, some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Holly, you're on Facebook.
And Twitter.
Posting about how you want to play fucking 7 days.
I can't wait to start my 7 days to die addiction.
So, why don't we do some news?
Not really a whole lot going on as far as news. PGI 18 and Cryotech have finally let the cat out of the bag and... release cover art and a trailer for Homefront 2. I think they're calling it The Revolution. I got kind of have mixed feelings about that. It was a decent shooter, but first one was so short.
Yeah,
you can literally buckle down and play it in 4 hours.
But I mean, isn't that par for the course for a lot of shooters these days? Like Steve-O was talking the other week, like 60% of or 40% of people who play Call of Duty have never played it.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason that
I never played single player, that's what it
bugged me so much about Homefront was because the story was actually pretty damn good. You wanted to see what was going to happen with the North Korean invasion of the United States.
Well, I mean, I felt like
they didn't show you a whole lot, you know.
Other things that you might that I think are more interesting than that is there's Red Dead Redemption is rumored to be a thing.
Yes.
So, also, we talked a little bit about Project Beast, right?
Yeah.
So, Project Beast is basically Demon's Souls 2. So, like, the reason there's a Dark Souls in general is because Sony bought the rights to that game franchise, and From Software no longer had the rights to make another Demon's Souls, which is what happened with Dark Souls. They said, all right, change just enough about this game that it's not Demon's Souls.
Yeah.
We'll have a few new gameplay mechanics. We'll call it Dark Souls and we'll make it in a high fantasy instead of a sort of like horror fantasy genre. But the basic mechanics of the game are the same. It's a spiritual successor. Then we made 2. 2 is hugely successful. And then From Software has something called Project Beast, which is in the works. Which the only thing I've been able to find are just animated GIFs of gameplay, meaning that somebody took screenshots and pieced them together. Which basically looks a lot like Demon's Souls. And the reason I say it looks like Demon's Souls is because they got the rights back for that, and I think that it's rumored that that's going to be Demon's Souls 2, that it'll only be for PlayStation. So PlayStation has the rights again to that, and they also have the original producer involved from Software on this Project Beast thing. So I'm looking forward to seeing if Project Beast is an actual thing that ends up being on Sony. Like, I'd love for it to be on cross-platform, but I already got both consoles anyway, so who cares? But I mean, I'm sure there are going to be some people care. Not everybody has both consoles. Not everybody's a single dude that makes way more money than he knows what to do with. So.
What about a single girl that makes more money than she knows what to do
with? You make considerably more than I do. You probably make double what I do. But you're in the same boat. Like, you don't have a lot of bills. Like,
yeah. In
our position, I could literally make half of what I make and still be fairly well off because I don't have a lot of responsibility. In the case of half our listeners that have kids and families and stuff like that and have to be real adults, like, I can understand why you don't have... Yeah, like why you don't have two consoles.
Sounds so boring. Being an adult.
Yeah, I always say I'm just... Like, I have a bunch of employees, and, like, I still have to maintain a level of respect with them, but I just basically tell them up front, I was like, just one thing you ought to know, when I'm not here, I'm basically a huge adult child. Like, I'm going to be super responsible when I'm here and respectable. If you ever meet me outside of work, I'm getting drunk on my days off. I am fucking around playing video games in my underwear. I'm a lazy bastard that likes to do whatever he wants in the way his
day
off.
I squeeze it off whenever I want to.
I do. And it is great.
See, I tell people that all the time. And, you know, it's kind of... Whenever I tell people that where I work, it's a little more appropriate.
Well, yeah, I don't tell people I masturbate at work. Not that I masturbate. You know what I mean.
So you masturbate at work?
No, I do not. That is... Yeah, no, I do not.
No?
No.
Not at all?
I'm sorry.
Not even once?
Not even once. That's too weird.
You'll have to tell her later, but I'm sorry a situation popped into my head when she said that.
So... So anyways... Awkward silence.
So, in other news, 2K is saying they're going to be keeping the BioShock series alive with what's left of...
Yeah, they're just going to scavenge it at this point. Fuck.
Well...
It doesn't even have the main guy behind it. Like, I mean, you like him or hate him, it's Ken Levine's baby.
Yeah.
So... That's his property. I know he's on to doing other things, but just leave it where it's at. Like, BioShock 3 is fine.
That's true, but at the same time, there's still everyone from Irrational Games. most sitting people, around.
Irrational is doing their own thing. Like, they got rid of, like, a big chunk of their staff, and they're all doing other things now.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying is 2K is evidently talking about picking up some of the leftovers and continuing the BioShock series.
We'll just see. I'm so fucking done with that kind of shit. Yeah, let's not have any developers that were on the original game, or let's have not the lead creative designer on the game, but we'll continue the franchise. Like, it barely ever works that way. Like, they took Fallout away from Brian Fargo. They made it its own thing. Thankfully, people that were involved in the original game still were involved, and they made it decent. It's more of a... Fallout 3 and New Vegas are really spiritual successors to the original IP. It's still not the same game. I mean, they tried to do turn-based with VATS, but it's not the same thing. VATS kind of sucks. You know? It's, you know, they kept the art and the idea alive, but it's not the same game.
True, but you know, the only when 2K did BioShock 2, your big difference was in story, not in anything else. So I could see it possibly working.
Yeah, we'll just see.
I mean, it's not like they did horrible with BioShock 2.
Looking at
it's just the game everybody sets aside because the story doesn't exactly track with everything else.
Well, I know, and it's not horrible. It's just not BioShock 1 or 3. You know, BioShock Infinite is heads and tails better than 2, and so is 1 is better than 2. Yeah. But they had some interesting mechanics in both. Minerva's Den was really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, compared to the other games, and you set that bar, like, even if your game is an 80... it's not going to be in the 90s like those other two games were.
True.
I was going to say, with E3 coming up, expect to see more about Dragon Age Inquisition. I know that's on the list right now. I just saw some in-game rendering of that. Looks fucking beautiful.
Yes, it does.
I love Dragon Age. I don't like a lot of 2. Sorry, other people from other casts that we like. Some of you like it, some of you hate it. I just don't like the fact they reuse settings. The story's decent. It's just... So, if they... redeem some of that, add some new mechanics, I think I'll really like it. I think we talked about it. Zelda is definitely rumored for Wii U coming up at E3. E3's next week. So, or is it this week? Fuck, I don't know. It's coming soon. I know Ubisoft is planning on going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking a little bit more. We'll see. We'll talk about this next week. I think next week's going to be the long episode. But Assassin's Creed Unity, it's going to be a thing. Far Cry 4. The Division, which was that, like, multiplayer game.
Being pushed back possibly to 2016.
They also have The Crew, which will be that racing game where you get your buddies to race with you.
Yeah, which looked pretty cool.
But, yeah, they're really starting to push some of this stuff. Ubisoft's a pretty decent studio. So I guess we'll see what comes from that. I know if you really want to watch a lot of E3, go to Twitch. Twitch should have most of the stuff from E3, which would probably be the way that I do it. Or I'll usually on Twitch, because I do a lot of gameplay stuff, they'll have a gameplay channel or a game news channel, and you can subscribe for like $5, and they will let you basically DVR it.
Oh, and there'll be 2 shows from now. That's the big one.
Oh, is it 2 shows?
E3's the 10th through the 12th.
So 2 shows from now, you'll probably hear us talk a lot about E3 and nothing else.
Yep.
People know that GameSpy ended. GameSpy was the online service for a lot of different games. There is a patch for Stalker that saved that, so they now have the in-game client to host multiplayer. So I think that's kind of a big deal. If you've never played Stalker, play it with some mods. That game still is extremely playable.
Yeah.
I really like the Stalker series. I'm trying to think of anything else that's just big.
PlayStation Plus games in June.
Oh yeah, you should look that up.
We have Pixel Junk or for PlayStation Network. Let's see here. Oh, come on, just give me the list. On PS4 we're going to have Pixel Junk Shooter Ultimate,
which is a pretty nice
which
game.
Combines the campaigns from Pixel Junk Shooter 1 and 2. And then, let's see here. Trine 2, The Complete Story, also comes out for the PS4. For PS3, we got NBA 2K14. Whoopee. You also have Lone Survivor, The Director's Cut, for PlayStation Plus members. And on the Vita, we got Dragon's Crown coming out for free this month. Surge Deluxe. And
I should mention something
that's
else.
It.
Me and Holly know one of the guys that does Mortal Kombat, Brian. Mortal Kombat Brian, because he is the fucking king of Mortal Kombat. Like, the only person that's more involved in that game is probably Ed Boon. He posted a video on his Facebook the other day for Mortal Kombat 10, and the trailer for that looks supremely badass. I don't know if that's in-game rendering or not, but knowing how good those games look to begin with, it probably will be, and I'm sure they'll even push the bar even further for how brutal the shit is in that game.
I hope so, because I love the new one. We all know this. I'm a big fan. Oh, yeah.
That looked fucking badass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty hyped about that. We had that as a Gauntlet title for a little bit, and that was fucking amazing. I almost wish we'd do that again. You can pick up Mortal Kombat on the cheap.
Right.
And that game is fucking amazing.
So, and then for Xbox Live Gold, games with gold this month. On Xbox One, we're going to have Max, The Curse of the Brotherhood, Halo Spartan Assault, and on 360 this month, for the first half of the month, 1st through the 15th, we got Dark Souls, and then second half of the month is Charlie Murderer.
Oh, they're going to have Dark Souls
as a game with gold.
That's cool.
Now through the 15th.
Interesting.
And also it looks like for the 16th through the 30th, along with Charlie Murderer, they will have Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Right on. So I guess we're going to have a decent gaming month for free games for Games with Gold and PS Plus.
Yeah.
Thank the Dark Souls thing. If you haven't jumped on that train, now is the time. It's free. Why not?
It's free. For those who still have a 360, it's free.
I still have a 360. I do too. The game tray, or the disc tray, takes a second to pop out, but still works.
My 360 probably still works significantly better than my one has been.
Yeah. But for the Xbox One releases, the specific dates are still upcoming, because they still haven't fully launched it yet. So.
All right, well, that's pretty much all we have for news. Do we want to just say what's coming up this month, game-wise?
Well, before we do that, remember Gauntlet?
Yeah, we fucked up last week.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, sir. This Saturday, by the time you hear this, on the 7th, we will be playing Halo 4 on the 360. Get some multiplayer going.
I will be running a little bit late because I have to close and I will be done at 10, so you guys need to get it started, then I'll jump in.
Alright.
So, get started with Darth Biscuit, spelled like it sounds, and Gorgasm 23. He really wants to jump in on it, so we'll see you and Trent, and Holly, if you're not working for some reason.
You said it's this
Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Possibly.
7th.
Possibly. Halo 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to go buy it.
You should. It's fairly cheap now, I think.
Yeah, it's really cheap now.
But the multiplayer is solid, and we haven't played it yet, so.
Okay. Yeah, I might be there.
Woohoo!
You guys, is it still 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh,
it might be on a little bit sooner.
Earlier.
But.
So that way it could be work at 10.
Well, 11. You know, I would because I'm doing nothing all day, but.
You know, it's evidently,
yeah. Evidently, Trent tries to do something during the day. I don't get it.
Well, it's his Saturday. I don't blame him. I'll be off a lot here, so I don't have to be at work tomorrow.
Nice. So you can stay up all night and play
not,
7 days.
Not stripper hours. I'm sorry. I can't stay up till 6 in the morning like you can. Probably play till like 2:30 or 3, though.
I've actually been going to sleep around 4.
Oh, 4?
Yeah.
You getting up at like 1?
No, Lynn and I wake up around 10, and then we walk a mile to Starbucks with our dogs. Sit for a little while, drink our coffee, and then walk back.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
You guys live together, or?
No, we live in the same. We live in the same apartment complex.
Oh, so that's why you guys are always hanging out.
Yeah. Well, and she's my friend.
Well, I get that. I think girls have friends differently than guys do.
Yeah.
How so?
Well, like me and Trent don't like wake up at 10 o'clock and go get our coffee.
We just try to be really active.
Oh, I gotcha.
Exercise.
I just think it would be like...
Do stuff outside. Like, not to mention we both have dogs, so...
Like, me and him are pretty good friends, obviously. Like, he's one of my best friends. But, like, it's very random when we hang out. We just hang out if we want
to
hang out.
You guys don't need to. You live together.
Right. Well, not live together. But we live together.
Wow. Wing. Way to make that sound gay when it didn't,
when
sir.
It didn't, yeah.
So, upcoming games this month. On the 3rd, we got WildStar coming out.
That's probably the biggest one, to be honest with you.
Big one. The surprise one that I haven't heard much about but looks interesting. Murdered Soul Suspect.
It's one I was going to...
Comes out on all platforms on the 3rd as well.
It's out today as we're recording this. I'm going to be probably maybe picking it up tomorrow.
That one has me interested.
Maybe I'll pick it up on the 1 so I have some more stuff on the 1.
There you go. Another one. I'm always interested in these games. Worms Battlegrounds comes out on
what?
The 3rd.
What?
On PS4.
What?
What was it?
Worms.
Worms Battlegrounds.
Still no Worms for the 1, and that's irritating too.
Yeah, that is.
Worms is like one of my go-to games. But man, who's going to play it with me? Mackie, pick up fucking Worms. I need to play some Worms.
I'll go buy a PS4 and I'll pick up Worms and we can play.
Fuck yeah, I love that game.
Play with our Worms together.
Yeah.
They're so fucking adorable.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Hold on.
I
will. You just keep talking.
Wow. So then on the 6th, we have Lifeless Planet. Let's see here. And I'm looking, but that looks like that's pretty much it.
There's not a lot coming out in June, which means I have plenty of time to play a lot of Worms. Here you go.
I love those little bastards. Alright, so with that, find us at tiltcast.com. Email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter /tiltcast. Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yep.
Brain fart. Brain fart. Wow. And find us on Twitch /Tiltcast.
And The Real Tiltcast on YouTube. Find friends of the show. We got For the Love of Gaming. We have IllSportsPodcast.com and The Carousel Podcast. We also have BMFcast.com and NoQuarters.net and TVDP.tv The Do Good Things. That's the wrap.
That is it. We are done. See you next week.
Yep. Well.
Well, some of us.
See you soon.
Miss you, Holly.
Thank you.